big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. Big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. Big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the July 19th, 2007 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I am your host tonight for another hour of great group harmony. And I think, as you can probably tell, we're doing an all-doo-wop show tonight. And we'll be exclusively on that musical harmony form known as doo-wop, and I do not have any problem with that name, incidentally, while we're at it. And just to prove it, we open up with the first song tonight was Richie and the Royals, which came out on Golden Crest in 1962 and also on the Rello label, R-E-L-L-O label in 1962. Not Rollo, but Rello, Richie and the Royals. And we're strolling. We're going to stroll through an hour of some pretty good stuff tonight. I got some things to tell you, and you should have a pencil or paper and some ink pen or a piece of chalk or lipstick to write with for later on, okay? So that was Richie and the Royals, and here are the Sheps.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo,
I thought I'd let you know. Romina, Romeo, for darling, I love you so.
To the heavy stuff, and tell you what that was in just a moment. But at the top of the set, we heard the Sheps from their Clifton CD. I think it's from the year 2000. I can't believe it's that long ago, but I think that's what it says on the CD. And the Sheps with their version of the Velours Romeo on the Clifton label. And just before I go any further, I want to remind you that the Sheps will be right down here at the Route 18 Market. I know last week I called it the Route 18 Flea Market. I don't think it's been called that for over 20 years. But the Route 18 Market at 1 o'clock or 1:30, I guess, in the afternoon. And, yeah, giving a nice concert there, free, of course. So be there or be square if you're a local. We just heard them with Romeo. Great bunch of guys, by the way. Five really, really nice guys. And they've been up to this studio several times. Just after that, something called Twinkle Twinkle, and the group is given credit as to be named the Capris, but it's not the Capris, any Capris. This and several others tonight are from a four-record LP Jukebox Records box set called Jukebox Saturday Night, produced by Wayne Sturley, my good buddy. And in those days, when he had tapes that they were unidentified, without any name of any group, what you had to do if you're going to sell that stuff is give them a name. And we'll hear several examples of that tonight. That was listed as by the Capris with Twinkle Twinkle. And by the way, just to show you that other producers have done the same thing, we just heard Sherry's in Love on Monogram, from issued in 1975, but obviously recorded way before that. And this producer, somebody we most of us know down there in Havertown, Pennsylvania, also has a sense of humor, and he listed this group as the Rolling Stones. That's right, the Rolling Stones. Obviously not the Rolling Stones. And I believe that was really a group called the Companions. I'm not sure. But that was Sherry's in Love by the Rolling Stones. That's right. Never heard a Rolling Stones record on the Big Beat show before. But you just did. On Monogram Records from 1975 on a 45 RPM. Now let's go back to that Jukebox Treasures 4 LP set. Here's a group called the Bell Notes. Believe me, it is not any Bell Notes that we know. And this one is called I Pray.
The dances, the days we together across the sea. Just to
be,
oh, just to be our love
together.
And of course that together forever and
eternally.
Oh, I've searched and I searched now, but I couldn't find, oh no, your marvel love so true and divine. But
I must
fall now. Please don't ask me to be lonely.
Yeah, don't leave me lonely, darling. That's the Four Gents on Night Owl Records from 1962. And the title is Please Don't Ask Me to Be Lonely, in parentheses, so. But we know it's not the Dubs version, don't we? Sure we do. The Bell Notes, supposedly, on that Jukebox Records 4-record set. And that was called I Pray. I got a couple more that I'll be playing for you from that box set tonight. But right now, let's go to the Angletone label. Here's an unreleased demo. It did come out on a CD on Relic, the golden era of doo-wops on Angletone. And this is the Casinos, recorded, believe it or not, February 3rd, 1961. It's a demo, and it's called Oh, Yvonne.
Oh, oh, Yvonne.
Yvonne.
I love you, Yvonne.
This is Jim McGowan of the Four Fellows. You're listening to the Big Beat Show with Lou Rallo. Hey, keep listening. This is good music on the way. And meanwhile, hey, Lou.
If you leave me, I will cry. If you leave me, I will die.
Just a rumor started by some very, very, very jealous friend. Our life together has been my dream.
Also off the Jukebox Treasures LP set, but that is correctly called the Sintels, and this group did have other records on various Relic LPs, as far as I know. And Say It Isn't So by the Sintels, really early 60s street corner a cappella, and the Casinos with Yvonne on this very special all-doo-wop show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. The next one is the quintessential example of what's called tension and release in a song. Here are the Orlandos.
There's a
cloudburst in the sky coming from above. Tell me, oh please tell me, am I really in love?
Hot and muggy in this area for a long time, so I thought I'd play that for you. Just an outrageous performance by the Orlandos on Cindy Records from 1957. And that was called Cloudburst. And as I mentioned, the Sintels before that would Say It Isn't So. And it is now announcement time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go. On TCM, Turner Classic Movies Channel, at least on the Eastern Daylight Time. I'm just going to give you one for July, and then there's a bunch in August and September. I'll tell you, in the next coming weeks. But July 23rd, 6:45 p.m., the movie Go Johnny Go from 1959. Which is also has in it the Flamingos and the Cadillacs. And if you have never seen that movie, you really need to see that movie if you're listening to this show. Monday, July 23rd, 6:45 p.m. Go, Johnny, go. Also, at Woodbridge, at the Woodbridge High School, the Mayor's Summer Concert Series, July 30th, for free. The Happenings will be there. Yep, July 30th. You can call for more information, 732-596-4008. 048 and August 20th, Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge. And there's others, so if you want more information, that's the number, 732-596-4048. You'll get some more information about that. And I got a couple of books to tell you about. Now, before I do, I want to say hi. By the way, tonight, all doo-wop show. Regular listeners know I don't usually play all doo-wop all the time, but it's a mixture of rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul. Group harmony. Hi to Mike Kustek, Mike Sweeney down in Florida, out of Flo Fox, Debbie Haynes in New York, and Kate out in California. And all you regular listeners who love this great doo-wop stuff, which I do once in a while. I may even do another one next month, I think. Summertime is a good time for all doo-wop shows. Plus, there's other reasons to do that now, which we'll be getting into. Next week, I'll flip it over and we'll do the all-early show. That is meaning everything before 1955. And as a matter of fact, next week, I'm actually going to have a lot of things from the 30s, vocal group harmony from the 30s that I think you will find outstanding. Okay, there's a couple of books to tell you about. This is not really for group harmony collectors, except peripherally. Lonely Avenue, it is called. The Unlikely Life and Times of Doc Pomus. If you know that name, Pomus, from your records, one of the greatest rock and roll writers ever. Doc Pomus, Pomus and Schumann, you may see that on your Atlantic records a lot. But he was also a blues singer, and a really great story about him. Lonely Avenue by Alex Halberstadt. The Unlikely Life and Times of Doc Pomus. I'm just about through with this. It's pretty good. By DaCapo Press. D-A-C-A-P-O Press. It's probably in all the stores, I think. I know that publisher does have a lot of things in the store, so you could look for it there, or you could go online and look for it, I guess. Also, something that just came out, and I just finished this the other day. Carl Gardner of the Robins and Coasters wrote a book called Yakety Yak, I Fought Back, My Life with the Coasters. And it's written by him and, proofread by several people. Very nice. I was actually talking to his wife, who was a proofreader yesterday on the phone. I had a couple issues with her, but we cleared that up. I kind of like it when a person does their autobiography, because you're always going to get different viewpoints on things that you're not going to get when somebody else interviews you. Personal recollections, I guess they can be drawn out, but from a writer. But when someone themselves writes it, it just has a different feel to it. And let me tell you something. I knew a lot about the Robins and Coasters, but there's some stuff in this book that shocked me. I'm telling you, they were a bunch of wild cats. I thought I was wild when I was young. Oh no, these guys really. So a very, very interesting book. This is also now, I think she said it's in Barnes & Noble or one of those big places. Carl Gardner, Yakety Yak, I Fought Back. I highly recommend this one. And this is from Author House. Author House is the name of the publisher. Author House. Yep, and here you go. So check that one out, too. And while we're talking about books, I want to congratulate my good friend, Caleb Guignard III. He was here a couple of years ago, I guess. We played a lot of his father's stuff. Caleb Guignard is his father, and we talked about his book called My Name is Caleb Guignard. And I just got this notice this week. He's chosen as a recipient of the Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania NAACP Literary Award. How about that? Congratulations to you, Caleb Guignard. And, okay, now I just want to do a little bit. Oh, by the way, CBS FM, okay? I hate to say I told you so last week, but I guess I was right, huh? It's funny, I went home and turned on the 11 o'clock news, and there was the CBS people saying, no, we're not playing that 50 stuff anymore. That's just incredible. Really stunning. Okay, I understand it's a business, and radio, I guess, commercial radio, like television, has only one purpose. Let's understand this. To sell products. That's what they do. That's their business. That's their job. Nothing else. If they have to entertain you, to do that, then they will. But that's not what they're really about. So they're looking for a different demographic of people who their advertisers can sway. That's really the issue. They really can't sway too many of us. But who knows? But I thought they might at least give Sunday night to a doo-wop shop kind of thing, and apparently they're not. That is outrageous. There's no reason for that. You could always have, in New York City, even if it's just 4 hours of a doo-wop shop type thing, ain't going to happen. But there are other places to hear it, as I think you know. This show is one of them. Gordon and Frank at WRHU on Sunday afternoons, 4 to 6. Another great, great show and great guys. Christine Vitale on up there in North Jersey, from 6 to 9. Oh, man. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe if I remember it later, I'll tell you, but most of you know about that anyway. I believe she's not going to be there this week, and Ronnie I is going to be the guest host. All right? And there's a lot more other shows that you can listen to via the Internet, I think, and probably local, wherever you may be. And if you want to check them out, you can go to vocalgroupharmony.com, and there's a list somewhere down there. You scroll down, and you'll see all about that, though. So there's plenty of stuff for us to listen to. We don't have to listen to that junk that CBS is continuing to play, no matter what they say. Okay, I guess that's all I have to tell you. Let's go to the Van Dykes on Decca. June 30th, 1958 is the date that this one was issued. And this is called The Fixer.
The Fixer.
The Fixer.
The Fixer. They call me The Fixer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a classic for you, huh? How about that? Little Pete and the Youngsters on, I'm playing it from a Candlelight label, but it did come out on Leslie in 1962. Candlelight was 1964, and that was Never Leave You Again, or I'll Never Leave You Again. And it was the Van Dykes on Decca from 1958 and The Fixer. And the next one is by a group called the Delcos on a CD. I don't think this ever came out any other way. Or maybe it did, but it was in 1962. I think this is quite an impressive performance by this group called the Delcos. I hope you agree with me. With just an organ and a bass. And this is called Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow stands a girl.
About what they hear. Your audience thinks, this poor fellow isn't sharp. He's weary and confused. He doesn't care about us, and he probably doesn't know what he's talking about.
Top of the set, the Delcos. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. It was really nicely sung with Rainbow. Then the Versatiles on Ramco Records from 1962. It also came out on the Marie label in the same year. A group out of Arizona, the Versatiles, with Just Pretending. And right now we just heard the Darvels on Eddie's Records, 1963. And that was called Gone. And, of course, I finally remembered Christine's show is on WFDUFM. .org.
Like the wind.
Hi, we're the Chefs, and you're listening to WRSU FM 88.7 in New Brunswick.
Oh, darling, last night, sleep and dream in the morning when I'm wide awake from my eyes like a break. This is what I've always missed. When I take you in my arms and look into your eyes, and then you tell me, darling, that you're ready to be kissed. Say the night, the night. Forever and only dream of you in the morning when I'm wide awake. I close my eyes tight up and pray the day don't break in my dreams. This is what I've always missed. So when I take you in my arms and look into your eyes, and then you tell me, darling, that you're ready to be kissed. Say the night, the night. Break my heart and fill with sorrow, for I know live forever and only dream of you.
Oh, yeah, we heard some pretty rare recordings this evening, and there's one of them. The Starlighters on Nugget Records, June 1959, A Fool's Understanding. And just before that, on Riff Records, 1957, out of Philadelphia, the Keystoners, Sleep and Dream. And it was the Blend Airs on Tin Pan Alley Records from 1959. And My Love Is Just For You. Don't forget, next week we're doing all old stuff, usually pre-1955. A lot of it next week is actually going to be pre-1945. Great vocal group harmony stuff for you, and I bet you haven't heard a lot of these that I have scheduled already for you, my great, great Big Beat listeners. And to take it out tonight, another killer record on the TPE label from 1962. I know you're going to enjoy this one. The Invictors, and this is called Where All Lovers Meet. So may harmony be with you. Until next time, thanks for listening. And good night.
I love you, dear, is one. Please say that you love me too. Let's go. Oh.